Hey y'all, welcome back. The episode I have for you today is about a 22-year-old missing woman, Kajaira Fraze, or alternately pronounced, Fraze. She disappeared from a Jack in the Box restaurant parking lot on the night of February 23, 2023. At the time of her disappearance, she was 35 weeks pregnant and should have given birth by now. However, both Kajaira and her baby are still missing. The episode is formatted differently than usual because there's not enough known information for me to do a full episode. But I at least wanted to help raise awareness about Kajaira and her baby. To help me do that, I asked my friends Kiki and Damaris to join me for a preliminary discussion about the case because I really wanted to talk about the story. So, we recorded before any of us really understood the facts that had even been shared thus far. So, it's not super clear and it's not a very productive conversation. This is essentially just how it was when we were just kind of talking about it, just between friends. Since that discussion recording, I've gotten myself up to speed about the facts and the case. So, stick around to the end because I will fill in some of the blanks that came up during the conversation, so you'll be all caught up. You ready? Let's get into it. I'm Renetta Rideout, and this is Massage Noir Murders. Yay, and we are here back with my friend Kiki Philly and her best friend and my new friend Raspberry. Obviously, my friends are a little on the shy side. They don't want to use their real names, but I'm so very happy to have them both here. It is the ass crack of dawn at 6:30 a.m. in Los Angeles, and both of them very kindly agreed to hop on here and talk about this case with me with no notice. And yeah, everybody was minding their business in bed. So thank you very much. So let me get into this. I'll give like a brief overview. Kajaira went missing about a month ago. So she's been missing since February. At the time, she was 35 weeks pregnant, due any day. And she's originally from Moreno Valley, which is essentially like a suburb area to Los Angeles. And for whatever reason, she was in Beaumont, California. From my understanding, she was visiting. And I guess she went to a Jack in the Box with her family. And something happened and she ended up walking away from them. And surveillance footage caught her walking through the parking lot, and it was around 10:39 that night that she was seen. So no one saw what happened to her. All of a sudden, she's just disappeared. Her mom said that she tried to file a police report, and the Beaumont Police Department reluctantly took the report and ended up classifying her as a voluntarily missing person, which AKA just means a runaway. Very, very common that we hear that when it comes to Black missing people, but especially women and girls, how they can consider her voluntarily having run away when she's 35 weeks pregnant, walking alone in an area she doesn't live. I don't know, but that's what happened. So here we are. It took a whole month for her to get any press. Even just doing an online search, I didn't find much, which is also a little surprising because you would think that you would see more from her family posting online and such. But once Beaumont PD finally went live with this information, I believe on March 23rd or 24th, that's when, you know, she started to get the attention that she needed a month ago. So here we are. Thoughts on that?
What family was she with? That's what I want to know. Was she with her parents?
I don't know. I wish I knew. Like, there's not a whole lot going on with this case.
Because you said she was visiting. So that makes me think that she wasn't, yeah, some other people. And I just want to know, why did they just let her walk away? Nobody went after her asking, hey, Kajaira, where you going? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I have questioned myself about this case. There's someone affiliated with the case named Samantha Potts. She basically has the same questions that we have, like, why would they just let her walk away on her own in an unfamiliar area, you know, so heavily pregnant? But apparently that's what happened. Her family issued a statement after Beaumont Police Department issued that press release, and she basically contradicted some of what they said, because what they claim, what the police is saying, is that her family is not cooperative. And so her mom wrote in saying, that's not true. We have been cooperating, but the police hasn't been talking to us. They're not helping us. So we kind of got a situation of a he said, she said, and I'm inclined to believe the she in this story, just because this is kind of how things go down usually. But I do think that there are some questionable things about this case. The fact that she was last seen with family members.
I think what's alarming to me is more so the delay in reporting her as a missing person.
Absolutely. An entire month for a pregnant woman.
Right. And so close to her due date.
Right. So I'm looking at this press release again, and it says, quote, the parents indicated they had delayed reporting in hopes they would be able to locate her, end quote.
That don't make sense to me. I'm not a parent, but I know even if anyone I care about goes missing, I'm calling immediately. There's no I'm delaying reporting.
You could totally do
especially
both.
Especially if they're pregnant.
You can look for her. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was saying you can totally do both. You can look for her and still keep the police abreast of she's been missing, you know, for X amount of hours, days, whatever.
Absolutely. You want to utilize all resources possible.
And that's simply not what's been happening on, it definitely isn't happening on the, you know, law enforcement side. Because as soon as they found out about it, they definitely should have said something sooner. It was pretty much exactly a month later when the story finally went public.
Does the family, does her mom, are they active on social media? Is there anything dedicated to finding her anywhere online that can get more information? Because what are you doing to find her if no one can find any information about it?
Well, I did find two cousins who made Facebook posts, and in those posts, they identified themselves as her cousin. I haven't been able to find her mom on social media, which that doesn't necessarily mean anything. They could be using a pseudonym or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I only found two identifiable people who claim to be related to her having posted, and it's not like they're posting every second, you know. One of them I saw more than one post, but I'm really not seeing the type of, you know, online conversations that I normally see when someone's missing.
You can't really tell from the surveillance camera picture, but it comes across as if she's either holding something, right? Or she's carrying something. So I'm thinking,
right,
what is she carrying? It kind of gives away that she left maybe in a haste. Do you know what I mean? Like, let me just grab my stuff and go, because it, you know, it's not like she's carrying a purse or she's carrying a backpack. She's carrying things.
Right. Now, here's the thing about her leaving. And I have not seen this mentioned in really anything official. What I have seen, though, on some of the true crime podcasts that are starting to pick the story up, is that there was some type of altercation between Kajaira and whoever she was with. The extent of the altercation, if it even exists, I don't know. But whatever happened, she went to the Jack in the Box with trusted parties and ended up leaving.
Like, did she call for a cab? Because, you know, California, it's not like you could just jump, go outside and catch a bus and boom, that's it. Especially at nighttime. So where did she go? You know what I mean? How did she leave?
Right.
Did they try to access any of these records? Did they try to ping her phone? Is there any information about this anywhere?
I mean, listen, I have to assume that police have investigated something. And I would hope that they have tried to ping her cell phone. You would think that would be kind of the first step in something like this. What I do know is that they deployed drones to get aerial shots of, the area surrounding the Jack in the Box. I know that they did not close it off as a crime scene, which again is kind of weird because that's where she was last seen, but they didn't shut it down as a crime scene, but they did investigate the area, like on ground, and did an aerial search. Now, from the pictures that I saw, it was very official and well to do, but who knows how in depth the actual on the ground search was, and if they found anything, it certainly hasn't been mentioned to the public. I have no idea if she called a cab, if she Ubered, if she, if they were close to wherever she was staying and she just thought she was going to walk home. No clue about any of that. No details have been shared about specifics.
The place that she disappeared from where she lived. How far are these two places geographically?
It's only about 20 minutes, so it's not far, but it's not like she was walking
But that's
home.
a 20-minute drive.
About 20-minute drive, about 16 miles from where she was, sort of in the Riverside, San Bernardino area. But regardless, she wasn't walking 16 miles from Jack in the Box and, 10:40 at night.
So that's my thing. My big question is, okay, she went missing the 24th. The parents reported, and then they send out these drones. She been missing for a mad long time. These drones ain't gonna find nothing unless they were looking for her body. But what did you that's not gonna do anything, really and truly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you completely. There wouldn't be much to find. If anything happened days or weeks later, I'm kind of curious as to what the point is. And I guess that would speak to why they didn't designate the area a crime scene.
Because they waited too long.
Right. Now, something else that her mom said in that rebuttal, basically to the press release, is that the police delayed so long in even getting the surveillance footage that they have that most of it had already been deleted because, a lot of these security cams, they don't save forever. Usually it's like 24 hours. Sometimes you might get lucky and they save those files for 30 days. But however long it was, they waited too long. And so most of the footage was gone. What they got is what we have been seeing, that still photo of her walking through the parking lot. But everything else, from what her mom said, they missed out. So we don't know.
In that first article that you shared with us, I believe it was Samantha Potts who said that that was one of the coldest days in that area. And that has kind of stuck with me, right? Because even if it was a heated like argument and she walks off, again, she's very heavily pregnant. It's very cold, even from that still, it's a desolate area because she was walking through a parking lot. Nobody said, you know what? Let's just scoop her up. You know what I mean? Like, there was no, I feel like that's very telling.
And that's, that was kind of what Samantha Potts was saying. Like, why would they let her walk out like that? In those conditions. And like, where's the child's father? They don't mention him at all. Like,
I'm
nothing.
just like, why are they trying to keep this under wraps? Whose baby is that? Like, what?
Exactly.
You
Yes,
know,
exactly.
that's usually the first suspect. You know what I mean?
Since we've been talking, I pulled up like four different articles, all different news groups, and everything is just so vague because no one is talking.
She don't have any friends. None of her friends are speaking out on it. This is insane.
It is insane.
Yeah, it's eerily quiet.
I mean, even just like, I'm not on Instagram. Y'all know I don't do Instagram that much. I'm on there, but only for the podcast. I'm mostly on Facebook. And I don't see any of the normal stuff that I see. Whenever someone goes missing, Facebook is like one of the first places that people really turn to because we have all of those missing persons groups and things like that. Like, you end up seeing a lot of posts on Facebook.
I'm trying to just come up with anything that these people are just, they live in some backwoods, they don't have phones, they don't have access to the internet, and that's why you don't see anything on there.
I mean, anything is possible, but Beaumont, from what I can see here, yeah, it's not Los Angeles, but...
But where she's from.
Oh, well, Moreno Valley, it's like L.A. It's smaller than L.A., but, you know, it's a city.
Okay. Well, it's not desert.
Not. Someone close to this situation should have the internet. We can say that.
Yeah, I don't... It's creepy.
It is creepy. So my mind went to, like, they got into an argument, like, you know, families fuss and fight, and she walked off and at the same time encountered just someone shitty. Like, her being pregnant isn't lost on me. There's so many times where women have been killed so that they can steal the baby.
Right.
Like, that shit happened. So when I first heard missing pregnant woman, that's where my mind went. I'm like, oh my God, some psycho stole this, you know, kidnapped this woman for the baby. Like, my mind kind of spiraled in that direction. And the more that comes out about the circumstances surrounding it, I'm like, well, I don't really think it could be that.
I just don't know. Like, the phone records to me are key. Because they don't go anywhere without their phone. They're constantly in contact with somebody. Exactly.
Right.
Unless, did her phone die?
Did it die, or did she leave her phone in haste? You know, you're trying to hurry up and get out the car or get away from a situation.
Girl, they don't leave their phone. You know they're not leaving their phone.
You know that if you leave your phone, you turn it right back.
She's not leaving her phone.
No matter how upset you are.
We're assuming that it wasn't like a quick, I gotta get the fuck up out of here move.
Their phones are always right here. Their phones are always in one hand.
The only thing that I can imagine, if that were to have taken place, hypothetically, since we're just throwing out these theories, if she walked off, because again, she looks like she's holding something in like an awkward way, right? It's not a purse, it's not a backpack. She doesn't have it on her. She's like holding it on the side. Maybe by the time she found out that she had left her phone, maybe she tried to go back and they're not there. I don't know. But I can't imagine sound mind 22 in the good year of 2023 that you leave and you don't have your things. Yeah. That thing being your phone. Because the phone is everything. That's where you do everything on the phone. Mm-hmm. Banking, social life, like everything is on your phone. So I can't imagine her leaving her phone willingly and not going back to try to get it.
Yeah.
What color is the Jack in the Box bag?
Well, Jack in the Box's bag is brown. It says Jack in the Box on it.
Because I'm looking at it and it kind of looked like it was a paper bag, like a brown paper bag when I zoomed in.
Yeah, she just looks like she's carrying something. I can't tell.
Okay. Yeah, well, I didn't see any of that. Because I'm like, she's carrying her food?
Yeah, it doesn't look like food to me. I almost thought that at first when I glanced at it, I thought, you know how when you're carrying your drink, like sometimes if I'm carrying like more than one drink, I kind of like cradle it in my arm. That's kind of what it gave me the vibe of when I first took a glance at it. But then when I zoomed in on the picture, it definitely didn't look like a cup, but there's something reflective on the top of it, like the rim of whatever it is. But it looks too wide to be a Jack-in-the-Box cup. And their cups are white, I want to say. So that would stand out. So then I kind of thought, well, maybe she's kind of cradling her bag. But then she's also pregnant, mm-hmm. too. So her arm is, like, resting on her belly. We could literally spiral all day long about her picture. But maybe she, like, called someone to pick her up. Like, we don't know because we don't have any other footage.
I feel like we're asking more questions than the police did to the family, because my initial question would be, what did she have with her when she walked away to the people that she walked away from? You know, why are these answers
not out there? There's too many unknowns.
I have another thought. Is it possible she made this plan? She just wanted to go and have her baby and be alone and just escape. And she decided, well, this is what I'm going to do. And maybe she told someone and swore them not to say anything.
At this point, anything's possible.
That's far-fetched, I know. But Maybe the family wasn't happy with the father of the child. And she said, you know what? We're going to go and be together. I don't care what they're saying. Tisha, this is what I'm going to do. Don't tell anybody. And, you know, I don't know. Like,
no, that would be amazing.
Yo, this sounds like a Lifetime movie, what you're saying. But I feel you. Like, you had the whole script. Character placement. Tisha, be down.
Not Tisha.
Girl, edit this out. Listen,
let me tell you something. You're not going to tell me. You're not going to tell me that a girl named Kajira don't have a friend named Tisha. It's possible. Okay? Like,
girl.
I mean, at this point, because we have so little information, we're left to come up with any type of idea.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing I can think of why her friends aren't saying anything either. You know what I mean? Like, maybe her friends, she told her friends, listen, this is my plan. Don't even say anything. Don't come looking for me because this is what I'm doing. I'm going to be with Sean and that's it. Like, I don't know. But because honestly, why would your friends not say anything?
Maybe she ain't had friends. We don't know. There's a lot to
That's
uncover.
Possible.
There's
That's
a lot
possible.
To uncover. You know what my desire is, though? I really do hope, because at least from what I've seen in previous similar cases of, like, missing persons, it kind of just turns into, like, a cold case. Like, oh, we tried, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just hope that it stays warm enough that people are continuously looking for her, because her baby. Yeah. Like, does she give birth? Like, where does she give birth at? Like, I'm thinking about how pregnant she was.
That too. She's definitely given birth by now. It's April.
Yeah, I wonder about the baby too. All I can say is I hope they're doing a thorough investigation for her, and I truly hope she's alive and baby too.
Yeah, I hope her and her baby are safe.
Same.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Same.
For sure. More to come on this case. I'm hoping that I'll be able to do a full episode with good news.
Yeah.
In the future. Or, you know, just an update about where the case stands. I just want to thank Kiki and Raspberry for coming on so early in the morning and neglecting their other duties and responsibilities to come and theorize with me and, you know, talk about Jaira.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, always a pleasure.
Now that you made it to the end, it's time for the post discussion. Please allow me to fill in some of those gaps. And I'm going to start out by reading the press release from the Beaumont Police Department that was issued on March 22nd. This is when the story went public, finally, and this was pretty much a whole month later. It's about a page long, okay? Here we go. Investigation. Missing person. Beaumont, California. The Beaumont Police Department is looking for information on 22-year-old Kajira J. Fraze. On Friday, February 24th, 2023, the family of Kajira requested officers take a missing persons report after Kajira walked away from her parents while stopping at Jack in the Box, located at 89 Beaumont Avenue in the city of Beaumont at approximately 10:39 p.m. on Thursday night. The parents indicated they had delayed reporting in hopes they would be able to locate her. Officers took the report and placed her as a voluntarily missing adult into the Missing and Unidentified Persons section, or MUPS, database with the California Department of Justice. At the time Kajira went missing, she was reported to be 35 weeks pregnant. The case was assigned to detectives who began to conduct follow-up with the family, as well as request copies of surveillance footage in the area in hopes of finding additional information to assist in locating Kajira. Detectives also began to follow up on leads related to social media postings, phone records, and places where Kajira worked or frequented, as well as extended family members or friends. A missing persons flyer was distributed to both local and regional law enforcement agencies looking for assistance in locating her. Also, at this time, information was being distributed to local hospitals and searches were being conducted of the area Kajira was last seen in by unmanned aerial systems, UAS, or drones. Detectives also walked the area of where she went missing to look for additional clues on where she might have gone. Having exhausted immediate leads on her whereabouts and being concerned, reference her late-term pregnancy, the Beaumont Police Department issued a missing persons bulletin via social media pages to elicit information from the public or additional friends or family who might have more information to provide to investigators. At this time, detectives also expanded efforts to distribute information to hospitals, clinics, mental health facilities, shelters, and other organizations in Riverside County, San Bernardino County, and Nevada, as well as requested additional aerial support to survey the area where she was last seen. At this time, detectives have requested additional resources, but are also finding the family is not cooperatively working with detectives in providing the necessary additional information to assist detectives in bringing Kajira home. Kajira is close to 40 weeks pregnant. She may be very close to or has already given birth, and we are nearing the 30-day mark since when she was initially reported missing. We also upgraded her status to critical missing and are pleading with the public, friends, family, and/or other acquaintances to provide information to assist us in locating her. Kajira is 22 years old and identifies as a Black female adult, 5 feet 7 inches, 154 pounds, with brown eyes and brown hair. She was last seen wearing a black shawl, black hoodie, gray sweatpants, and black slip-on shoes. Kajira resides in the city of Moreno Valley with her parents. Anyone who has information is asked to call the Beaumont Police Department at 951-769-8500. Information can also be reported anonymously at crimetips@beaumontpd.org. If anyone locates Kajira or believes they have seen her, please dial 911. So that's the end of that police statement. It's a doozy, right? There's so much to unpack here. So I'll just kind of start at the top and freestyle it. This is a little different for me, but I'm gonna just look at this and kind of go through my impressions of it. Please note that all of this is just my own personal speculation, but I'm just gonna go through here and kind of pick it apart, okay? So I wanted to give you my little disclaimer. So they're saying that they did all of these things, right? But right out the gate, they're saying that the parents delayed to report her missing. So that's definitely huge. The next thing I want to point out is that the police filed her as voluntarily missing, meaning they did the whole runaway trope, like usual. A pregnant woman who was 20 miles from home on her way wherever they were going with her parents, they put her as voluntarily missing. What? So yeah, they said that themselves, another big, huge issue. Then they hit us with the fact that she's, you know, 35 weeks pregnant and they're a whole freaking month late with this. And they talk about how they followed up on social media leads and they did go through phone records. Now, I don't know what that means. Like, were they able to, you know, ping cell phone towers? Because that's kind of a process. Or did they get into her account somehow and review who her last phone calls were to and from or see text messages? Like, we don't know what phone records means, but they did say that they followed up leads related to phone records and places where Kajira worked or frequented before, including her family and friends, which makes sense. But there's just so much to talk about regarding the fact that this woman is pregnant and disappeared at almost 11 o'clock at night, randomly driving through. And to me, like, this is all we've got. Now, the other, like, huge thing here, the major elephant in the room, is that they're saying they need more information from her family. And they put it in writing, guys. Like, this is titled press release, and it's on the Beaumont Police Department's website. Like, they said it with their chest. They put it in print. they're saying that the family's not cooperating. Like, to me, that is just so suggestive. Like, it kind of says a lot. And then they're definitely being suggestive. Like, there's no mistaking that to me. But what does it suggest? I don't know. But considering that Kajira was last with her family members, her parents, you know, from what I've read so far, you would think that the family would be cooperative. But the police are saying that. Now, I'm sure you still have loads of other questions, and most of them I probably cannot answer. But I was able to find the family's official response to the Beaumont Police Department's press release. And if you're surprised to hear that there is actually a written statement from the family, you're not alone, because I was definitely surprised. And one thing that I haven't seen yet is an actual press conference with mom and dad pleading with the public. Like, I haven't seen that at all, but let me not get ahead of myself. Okay, so I'm going to read to you the statement from Kajira's family, and or whoever is sending this in claiming that they're the family. It's about the same length as the police's press release, okay? Here we go. When the family stopped at the Jack in the Box to use the restroom and get food, Kajira felt it was best for her to get some fresh air and get out of the car for her own mental health, as was common for her those days. The family was directed by other civilians that she had walked south. However, her family did not see her and immediately called 911. The missing person report was requested on the night of February 23, 2023, when Officer Becerra responded to the call. The family was not made aware that Officer Becerra did not file the missing person report, since the call was made for a missing person. The officer was dispatched and family thought the report was done. On February 24th, 2023, Officer Perez called the mother to find out if they found her and asked, did they want to proceed with the missing person report? Her mother was confused because her mother knew that they had requested the missing person report to be done last night by Officer Becerra. Officer Perez said he would call Officer Becerra for the information. The family reached out to surrounding businesses to view video footage independently, but because of lack of support or sense of urgency from Beaumont PD, resulted in all video footage expiring in locating Kajira, except for the school's footage. Kajira's family provided detectives all information on social media posts, friends, cell phone records, phone numbers to family members, distributed her missing person flyer through social media with paid advertisements, placed flyers throughout the city of Beaumont on posts and inside local businesses, contacted hospitals daily, motels daily, mental health hospitals. Additionally, Kajira's family searched by foot the fields behind Jack in the Box with dogs and manually posted flyers the same day that the search was conducted by the Beaumont PD drones on March 7th. Kajira's family searched the area by car many days and stood in front of local businesses giving out flyers. Beaumont did not put her into National Missing and Unidentified Persons Systems, NAMIS, because of their low sense of urgency. Beaumont Police Department's focus stayed between friends, family, and friends of family, rather than any outside investigations. Kajira's family cooperated 100% with Beaumont detectives within their ability to do so. The family of Kajira Fraze is demanding justice that Beaumont Police Department hold live press conference for our missing daughter. Right from the beginning, we find a discrepancy, because all this time it's been February 24th, right? No, the family's saying we actually tried to make this report last night. And you know what? It's really hard for me to not believe them, because look at how many cases I've talked about here and the police won't take the dang report. So not surprising. And then also not surprising, again, voluntarily missing. So all that time and those hours from when Kajira went missing on the 23rd to when the police actually decided to get their life together, who knows what could have been found during that time. So yeah, the family didn't even find out that she wasn't reported missing. They're saying like, okay, well, you sent someone out, you took a report, how else are we supposed to know? Like, duh, right? So this is where things kind of go astray for me, just as a spectator, and this is absolutely no shade or disrespect, but they're saying that, you know, they've taken all these steps like on social media and stuff, but I have never been able to find a massive demonstration or, you know, awareness about Kajaira on social media until this press release came out. Once this press release came out, that's when you started seeing things. And the posts that I see circulating are actually from the Beaumont PD's post. So I didn't see like a lot of hashtags or stuff like that. Maybe I was looking in the wrong area. The interwebs are wide and vast, so it's totally possible. But just doing the kind of searches that I have done, I haven't been able to find that. Only as of April 10th was there a Facebook presence allegedly by Kajaira's family. And that page on Facebook is called Find Kajaira. So that just came up on April 10th. So there wasn't even that in March, right? Or like the end of February. And now there's also a Facebook group. After that came up, then that's when someone created a Facebook group, but they're not actually connected to each other. But the Facebook group says that they're just concerned citizens who want to help raise awareness, kind of like how I'm doing it, but they're doing it with the Facebook group. But there's not a lot of content there because, again, there's just not much known about this case. So the family also says that they did not get looped in before the press release and these photos of Kajaira went out. So the police have information that they're not sharing with even the family. It's obvious that the family and the police are not on the same page, right? And it sounds like they haven't been since the very, very beginning. And it's troubling because there's a woman and her baby at risk here, right? Like they're out there somewhere and there's infighting. It sounds kind of petty because it's the police and the family, the two most important entities behind Kajaira and her baby, and they can't get it together for whatever reason. The family statement also mentioned that Kajaira got out of the car to quote-unquote stretch her legs and take a walk. And while that may have been the norm for her, it still doesn't make a ton of sense to me. If everyone she was with went inside the Jack in the Box, why wouldn't she go with them? I mean, she could surely stretch her legs inside where it was warm and not 39 degrees and wet from the rain as it was outside that cold February night. To me, that just doesn't jive. At any rate, according to the statement, there were witnesses who saw Kajaira walk south towards the building where the Subway restaurant and the Mojave River Academy is located. At first, I thought maybe Kajaira wanted to go to Subway, opting for a lighter, less greasy meal. But then I realized that the Subway was closed at that time. It closed at 9, almost 2 whole hours before. But still, it totally seems possible that she could have walked over there for that reason and found it closed, but that wouldn't explain how the school camera picked her up. And then I reread the family's statement and realized where they said those photos came from. The statement said, "The picture of Kajaira in the parking lot came from behind the school." So this prompted me to pull up Google Maps and take a look at the area, and of course, more questions welled up. Unfortunately, the Street View images are 4 years old, but the map data is current, and neither the businesses nor the layout of the area changed. Kajaira disappeared from the small Beaumont Gateway Shopping Center just off of East 1st Street and Beaumont Avenue. There's a Shell gas station and a Circle K north of Jack in the Box. Going south from the Jack in the Box parking lot is the Subway Academy building, both of which face east towards Beaumont Avenue. It almost bumps up against a dark, empty lot, but it's actually separated by a driveway that leads to and from the back of the building and the parking lot. The driveway expands into the back parking lot at the south side of the building that leads to the main entrance. There aren't any other businesses in the back, but the Jack in the Box is sort of catty corner from the back parking lot. All the parking lots appear to have street lamps, but I bet there were probably some dim or dark spots since there aren't any other businesses in that area back there. From looking at these old street view images, I could only find one camera on that whole Subway Academy building, and it's in the back. But this could definitely have changed since these images were taken. Anyway, here is why that's relevant. I compared the picture the police posted to the Google Maps street view of the back of the building, and sure enough, it looks like that picture of Kajira is from the back of the school, just like the statement read. But of course, I can't be 100% sure. However, this question does come to mind. If she did walk back there, like the picture suggests, what would make her walk in that direction? If her intention was to leave or take a walk, why not head towards the main road? She'd have walked through the gas station and the convenience store lot, which probably was a lot better lit than that dark, desolate parking lot behind the school and Subway. Considering it doesn't appear that she went in the direction that makes sense, I cannot stop thinking that maybe she was walking towards something or someone. A car actually comes to mind. Maybe an Uber or someone she knew? I don't know, but that makes me want to know more about where Kajira and her family were traveling to and from, and whether or not they were alone. It's just so incredibly weird to me that she chose to walk off towards that isolated area. And in regards to Kajira not being listed in the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, or NAMIS, I can confirm that I also was unable to find Kajira added to the system. And furthermore, I searched for Kajira in the Black and Missing Foundation's database, and she wasn't listed there either. And again, it's like, my concern is, like, I don't understand why she's not in these places, you know what I'm saying? Because of the circumstances surrounding her disappearance and the fact that she was pregnant when she disappeared. I mean, this isn't someone who's just gonna walk away. I did a Google search for her name, and one of the things that actually came up was her baby registry. This is a pregnant woman who was making plans, who was expecting to welcome a new baby boy into the world and disappeared from a freaking Jack in the Box. Like, come on. This isn't something that should be brushed to the side and dealt with a whole month or two later. Like, what are we even doing here? But that's pretty much all that I have in regards to this case. You know, in conclusion, I think it's pretty safe to say that the theme in this case is that there's simply not enough information out there. The only thing that's known for sure is that Kajira and her baby are missing. And I hate to say it, but something is definitely amiss here. And I hope all of that will come to the light as soon as possible. As always, thanks for listening, and double thanks for answering the question and poll from the last episode. I was so blown away to see that y'all seem to prefer hour-long episodes. That really surprised me. I didn't see that coming. So I will be sure to incorporate those longer episodes just for you. I want to make this podcast your favorite podcast to listen to. So the more information you share about your likes and dislikes, the better it is for the podcast. So with that said, tell me what you think about the format of this episode. Did you like the discussion? How was the audio? Any weird noises or editing blips? Don't be afraid to be super detailed and specific, okay? All right, that's it. That's all I got. But I'll catch you next time on Massage Noir Murders. This is a Savvy Sounds production, written and produced by Renetta Rideout.